going. Good.
All right, cool. So give me a quick introduction of whether it's, you know, like real name, gamer tag, whatever you want to do. So say like, hi, I'm whatever.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Aaron. My gamer tag is Railrun.
So what brings you out to PDX land?
I've had a couple friends that were in the community before, and they invited me years ago. And it just seemed like a really good group of people who were, you know, into gaming, into computer hardware, and it just made sense for me to join it.
And you've been coming out here multiple times.
Yeah.
That's your wife there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was telling her, like, I remember seeing your rig, and she mentioned the PlayStation 3 as well, because, like, this is the Xbox.
Yeah, I did the Xbox One S. I previously had done an Xbox 360, and then she was always growing up playing PlayStation, so we did the, you know, PlayStation 3 console war kind of thing. And so, like, my Xbox was on the right side of the monitor, PlayStation was on the left, and did that for a little while.
And now you have, like, an Xbox One here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Ryzen system with a fully water-cooled, all self-contained, yeah.
I noticed you put a custom plate on. Is that, like, acrylic or plastic?
It's actually a sheet of glass, yeah.
Glass, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got the bling in there. I appreciate the bling.
Oh, yeah. Got to have RGB. I mean, more FPS.
Totally. It makes it go faster.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing I noticed interesting here, as much as I want to say your machine is unique, we actually encountered a second Xbox modded system here as well.
We did. A little bit of rivalry, yeah.
So what's your experience seeing another person getting into that same kind of idea?
I love it. The whole reason I did this was as a challenge to see if something like this would be possible. And obviously it is. And I want to push people to think beyond the normal idea of what a computer is, normal idea of what a case is, even. The crazier we can get, the better.
Yeah, so one thing I'm curious about with this, because I can see it, I know it doesn't show up well on camera right now because of how dark it is. There's a little subtle black box behind your case. What's that for? Like, why is that there?
So for the times that I play a little bit more graphically demanding games, you know, Starfield, Cyberpunk, it does use an eGPU. I got a 5700 XT in there right now and a Razer Core V2.
Okay.
And this motherboard actually has Thunderbolt, so I can just unplug it. It's got a 4700G in it, a little bit underclocked.
It's the ASRock
X570 Phantom Gaming ITX/TB3 board.
So it's hilarious because both of my gaming rigs have that exact same motherboard because of the Thunderbolt.
It's so convenient. It's a great board. It offers pretty good features and enables me to do cool things like this.
Yeah, having that Thunderbolt port, I mean, that's literally why I bought mine.
Yeah.
Just that one port.
That is the only reason I bought this, and I've bought like four of these to do various builds in, just because of the features it has. Motherboard manufacturer, pay attention.
Yeah. I've been pushing every single manufacturer. I ask, hey, where's our AM5 Thunderbolt board?
Yeah.
Because there are none for us ITX people right now.
That's the only reason I haven't upgraded it to a new system.
Same with mine, actually. And every time there's a vendor, I ask them why that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, like, there's a lot of them with USB 4, but I can't get a single one of them to confirm if that USB 4 will support Thunderbolt hardware.
There's so many people that are under a misconception that it automatically means one or the other, and
it's not true.
Like,
I keep telling them, hey, if you can tell me if I plug this device into that port, if it will work, I will buy it today.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them will actually go through that effort and tell me that.
Yeah. Same.
And with you, like with the dock. But if you don't have a Thunderbolt dock, how do you game?
I mean, I play StarCraft most of the time, it's entirely good on integrated graphics.
You have an integrated graphics. You have an APU in there.
Yeah. It's the 4700G paired with 32 gigs of Patriot Viper 3600 megahertz memory.
AMD's recommended for the AM4 platform, is about the 3600?
Yeah. It's the sweet spot I found. I did a bunch of benchmarks. When I originally built it, I did like a run through at 2133. I ran through it 3200, 3600, 4000, and 4800.
Yeah.
And ran every benchmark, and really 3600 is the sweet spot without shelling out a bunch of money.
So speaking of benchmarks, because I already brought up a little bit about my machine and the other Xbox. Tell us about the drag racing we did the other day.
Oh, that was great. I scored, I think it was 19,000 something in Fire Strike, and it was just like under 300 points of his Xbox. Did a little bit of an overclock, and then came at 19,800, which is slightly more than his.
Yeah, so a little bit of backstory there, because, like, you know, we were hanging out, and Jeff, the other owner of the other Xbox, yeah, was hanging out, and I'm running an ITX rig that's just a little bit bigger, a little bit better power budget.
Oh, yeah.
And we just wanted to compare both the Xboxes as well as my ITX rig.
Yeah.
Because, like, these Xboxes are, what, like, about 5-liter cases?
Yeah.
I think is what I was hearing.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there.
Mine's a 7.2-liter case. So
yeah, and you can fit a, you know, a 3080 in there
in
comparison.
So, obviously, like, mine went out because I have the power budget and the compute budget.
Yeah.
But it's also that little bit extra size. And
yeah. Also, the yours runs a bit hot.
Mine runs a bit. We call mine the hand warmer.
Yeah. It's very spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's stable.
Yeah,
that's
the important part. Yeah, I had to actually underclock this. It's running 3 gigahertz on all 8 cores at 1 volt, dead even.
One. I think mine's at 1.1 right now.
Yeah, my wife's, when she had hers in the same setup in a PS3, she had the 5700G. Hers would not do one, but mine just flat out of the box just does one. And
you won the Silicon Lottery.
I did, and I'm super proud of the system and in what it can do for its size.
Yeah, so I see you also have the white Xbox One controller there. Do you actually have that paired to the machine over Bluetooth right now, or do you use that at all?
I have a dongle that's not plugged in right now. Wife stole it for her system. But yeah, no, it is paired and does.
So you actually
play
use
games
that for gaming,
so
it's not just for show?
Yeah, yeah, no, I use that for Forza Horizon 5 when we game together, yeah.
Yeah, because my controller choice is I have the first-gen Xbox Elite controller.
Okay, yeah.
So even though, like, I don't have, like, you know, obviously this theme going
yeah.
on, I still actually really appreciate the Microsoft controllers.
Yeah, no, I have an Elite at home, and they're really nice for this kind of gaming, especially, like, here in portability reasons, yeah.
Do you have any comments you want to say about, like, just PDX Land in general, like the community here?
It's fantastic. I've never met such a welcoming group of gamers who make you feel welcome no matter what your background is, no matter who you are, as long as, you know, you're a person showing up here in good faith to be a part of the community. They're very welcoming. And I'm proud to be here.
Any last closing remarks you'd like to have?
More Thunderbolt ports on motherboards.
On
I'm
ITX.
Looking at you,
on
manufacturers.
ITX.
Yes. ITX.
The small form factor community, we need Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Like, every laptop in the world now, like on the Intel side at least, guaranteed Thunderbolt. Like, I have an 11th gen, so pretty old laptop now, 4 Thunderbolt ports.
Oh,
why
man.
Do I get 0 on my desktop?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you. And
appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
I